Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 15th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1 and we'll be finishing on verse 20. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. Some Pharisees and teachers of religious law now arrived from Jerusalem to see Jesus. They asked him, "Why do your disciples disobey our age-old tradition? For they ignore our tradition of ceremonial hand washing before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you, by your traditions, violate the direct commandments of God? For instance, God says, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. But you say it is all right for people to say to their parents, 'Sorry, I can't help you. For I have vowed to give to God what I would have given to you.' In this way, you say they don't need to honor their parents, and so you cancel the word of God for the sake of your own tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he wrote, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God.'" Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. "Listen," he said, "and try to understand. It's not what goes into your mouth that defile you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you realize you offended the Pharisees by what you just said?" Jesus replied, "Every plant not planted by my heavenly Father will be uprooted, so ignore them. They are blind guides leading the blind, and if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch." Then Peter said to Jesus, "Explain to us the parable that says people aren't defiled by what they eat." "Don't you understand yet?" Jesus asked. "Anything you eat passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer. But the words you speak come from the heart, that's what defiles you. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defile you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you." Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15 verses 1 through 20 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Don't miss the point of God's Word. The Pharisees had followed God's law and added a few of their own. The rules about food were given to keep God's people healthy and to set them apart. The Pharisees made more rules about food but missed the heart issue. Jesus came and fulfilled the old covenant. He inaugurated the new covenant, which is about a heart being set apart to the Lord. Christians often do the same thing today, adding rules to God's word but missing the transformative work of God's Spirit. This doesn't mean we can ignore the Bible, that would still be making up our own personal rules. We follow God's word through a relationship with Jesus. He is working to change our wills so that we want what he wants, removing the desire for hate, sexual sin, stealing, lying, slander, and more. These are the deeper sins of the human heart, and they can only be removed through a relationship with Jesus. The Pharisees followed God's rules but added many of their own. It is not about food or washing your hands. It is about what is happening in your heart, a relationship with the Father that changes your character. Jesus said your actions come from your heart, and those actions can make you unclean. Our choices come from our character. Rules are helpful, like guardrails on the road, but they are no substitute for a genuine relationship with Jesus. If we walk with Jesus, we will fulfill the rules and more. When you are walking with your friend, you don't need to focus on the guardrails. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you focus more on a relationship with Jesus than the rules? Our character, heart, includes both intentions and actions. Where do you struggle more, with your inner desires or your actions? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of the SE Sacred Biblical Writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.